Hi there. The word for today is, what is Christmas all about? Paul writes in Romans 8, verse 39, nothing can separate us from God's love. That first Christmas, God did something extraordinary. Author Max Lucado puts it this way. Stepping from the throne, he removed his robe of light and wrapped himself in skin, pigmented human skin. The light of the universe entered a dark, wet womb. He whom angels worshipped nestled himself in the placenta of a peasant, was birthed into the cold night, and then slept on a cow's hay. Mary didn't know whether to give him milk or give him praise, so she gave him both, since he was, as near as she could figure, hungry and holy. Joseph didn't know whether to call him Junior or Father, but in the end he called him Jesus, since that's what the angel said, and since he didn't have the faintest idea what to name a god, you can cradle in your arms. Lucado continues, don't you think their heads tilted and their minds wondered, what in the world are you doing, God, or better phrased, God, what are you doing in the world? Can anything make me stop loving you, God asks. You wonder how long my love for you will last? Well, you'll find your answer on a splintered cross, on a craggy hill. That's me. You see up there your maker, your God. That's how much I love you. Paul asks the searching question in Romans 8, verse 35, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? And then he answers his own question in these words, nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love. And that is what Christmas is all about. And that's the word for you today.